It's time to meet our lunch break guest. And you are going to love Sam Harrington Lowe. She is the founder of Silver Magazine. Before we get into why you're here, just explain to us what Silver Magazine is all about.
Okay, so hi, thanks for having me. Silver Magazine was launched about, it's about 8 years ago now, because I was in my late 40s and I was looking around. I'm a magazine publisher. I was looking around and seeing, you know, what there was available for me as a maturing lady, and not very impressed actually with what was on offer. Things have changed hugely since then, and some of the safer magazines are a little bit wilder now. But yeah, I just looked around and I was like, I don't like any of this. None of this speaks to who I am and all my friends. And so we'll make one. So we decided we would have our own magazine. So we launched Silver Magazine. It was very much a case of trying to create something that really represented what I believe Generation X. It felt like a lot of the pre-existing publications were still looking at being over 50 as that kind of wartime vibe almost.
Yeah, like cardigans, get your slippers and on.
Yeah.
And like, it's not like that.
No, really not like that. So that's Silver. And, you know, we're a positive sort of bunch. It's like, you know, Generation X and mostly. Do you know the oldest millennials now are 45?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wowzers.
It's quite wild, isn't it?
The thing about the articles that you write is that they are very relatable. And there was one recently which really struck a nerve with me, which is why I got in touch with them. I was like, please come on the radio. Everybody needs to hear this. It's an article about what you describe as a middle sort of a middle-aged coming of age.
So this is a thing that we spend quite a lot of time exploring at Silver Magazine, which is your midlife coming of age. So there's rites of passage and rituals for but sort of both like the bookend of your life almost. So, you know, in your early ages, even if it's like your sweet 16 or your first, a pint in a pub almost, or your 21st, or buying your first house, there's christenings and marriages. There's all sorts of rituals there. And then at the other end, you've got the other stuff as well, you know, like planning for retirement, planning your own funeral even necessarily, what your care might look like. So there's all sorts of plans there. And then right in the middle, there's this kind of miasma, this insanity where nobody really equips you for any of it. And you kind of hit your midlife and it's you're just left to fend for yourself. So we do quite a lot of work around that midlife thing. And me and a lot of my friends and a lot of my peers and a lot of our readers all say, you know, it's really tough times. There's really, really mad stuff that happens in your midlife. And so I wanted to write this article. So I woke up one morning and I thought, do you know what? I feel better. I feel better than I have done. And it was a slow thing, a slow realization. But I thought, you know what? The last 5-6 years have been really, really rough. And actually, suddenly, I don't feel so bad. Yeah, it was really like that. And I was like, hey, okay, so nothing lasts forever. But I'm going to enjoy this right now. And actually, I'm just going to share that because I bet there's loads of other people who feel the same. And I just wanted to say, do you know what? It gets better.
Yeah,
it does.
And that's what we need to hear, right? I needed to hear that, Sam.
Oh, bless you.
I mean, you really did go through it. I mean, for that 5-6 year period, I mean, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah. I mean, for those people who haven't read the article, it's like I lost both my parents. I had to move house 3 times. Ended the longest relationship of my life. There was I had depression, menopause, perimenopause. My daughter left home. You know, it's all of these things, and I'm not alone. You know, I know a lot of people who go through this stuff, and it's not just women, of course, it's men as well. You know, the sense of bewilderment, like who the hell am I now? And it's been rough. And actually, I felt the other day like, wow, okay, I feel like I've come out the other side of that stuff. I just wanted to put something like pen to paper and say, do you know what? Hang in there. It's not going to be the same for everybody, of course. But that's a caveat. Not everyone's going to have a nice resolution, perhaps. But for the most, I think there's a thing called the U-shaped curve of happiness, which is absolutely recognised thing. Basically, your happiness, your contentment in life kind of bottoms out at the end of your 40s. And from then on, it kind of improves. And if you talk to people who are older, they're more comfortable with themselves, they're more happy with their lot. Actually, it's just, I suppose that's another thing to say, is like, actually, once you kind of hit 50, you should be, on average, looking at life improving and also being happier with your lot.
There you go, something to look forward to. You got a lot of reaction to the article, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, it was really lovely because I had a lot of people reaching out, mostly women, but some men as well, just going, oh, I really needed to read that. There was, you know, thanks for sharing that. There was quite a lot of personal information that my daughter went, really, Mum, you're bearing your soul here.
It's kind of what you do, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
I can't help it. If you're going to do a thing, do it properly. And it's, I think it's important to be authentic about that stuff. And that, I think, is why people connected with it, because they came to me by email and whatever and just said, that was great, thank you very much. I can, you know, it's good to know that it gets better. So
Well, you were really honest in it, and I think that's, like you say, what you need to be, because then people read it and go, oh, it's not just me. Because I think sometimes when you are going through a tough time, you do sort of think, oh, I'm the only one, but that's not the case.
No, I think that's a really important factor as well, actually. I think maybe it's a Gen X thing, I don't know, but we quite often shoulder that stuff and just, you know, it's a bit stiff upper lip,
yeah,
isn't it? And so we don't often, you know, often we don't share stuff, so we don't know what each other's going through. I come from a big family, we'll talk to each other, so that's slightly different. But if you're not one of those people, if you're, you know, a bit more of a loner, actually you could really fall into the trap of just thinking, God, everyone else looks, especially if you look on social media.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? We compare our insides to other people's outsides, but listen, you know, often what you see on the outside isn't really reflective of what's actually going on.
Yeah, and I think there's a real movement to expose that now. You see that a lot on Instagram. It's like, actually, you know, Instagram life is not real life.
Yeah, versus just reality.
Stop comparing yourself to other people. But actually, I think sometimes when you do hear, and I'm seeing more of that as well, more of that kind of honest, you know, honest editorial and content going out saying, actually, you know what, this is hard. This is really hard. But, you know, I just wanted to say, yeah, it's been really hard and I've had a horrible time, but I have come out of it and I am still okay. So
I think it's the way that everything all happens at once, though. You know, like you said, you're dealing with, you know, the loss of your parents, your relationships come to an end, and this is happening at a time where you're going through the menopause. You know what I mean? It's a lot to deal with. How big a factor do you think the menopause was in how you were feeling?
It's really hard to tell, actually, because like you said, everything kind of it tends to be cataclysmic, and midlife can be a bit like this. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that can happen all at once. And so menopause is obviously one of those things, but it's not just menopause. It's also like physical decline. You know, you put weight on, it's harder to exercise, your knees hurt, you know, your joints ache. So that's across the board. That's not just women, that's men as well. But then at the same time, you might have kids who are also going through their own hormonal changes or possibly leaving home, relationship change. I mean, brain fog, don't even get me started. And then my friend actually said she was washing up one day and staring out the window, and she just thought to herself, is this it? And then realised that was not what she wanted for her life. She'd made massive changes, just like huge changes to her life. And this happens a lot in midlife, but it all crashes in together. And we flounder through this, and it's really hard. And I think what's really important to remember is that maybe 150 years ago, you would be lucky to live past 55. So this is still pretty uncharted territory, you know. We're still dealing with something that's a bit of an unknown quantity. We're having maybe another 40 years of life that we wouldn't have had before. It's like, okay, we're still learning that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what are your plans? You've had this midlife coming of age. Now, what's going to happen next?
Okay, now, you see, I'm really, really planning to regress. This is what I suppose in the 70s would have been called a midlife crisis. I kind of feel like I've had
She's
that.
She's getting a motorbike, people. She's getting a tattoo.
I was thinking it'd be really nice just to backpack around the world and have absolutely no responsibilities anymore, because that would be really, really lovely. But I don't think I'm that kind of person. I like to be busy. I like to be doing stuff. So I'm just going to keep doing what I do. I think I love doing silver. I think it's an important thing to do. We're going to keep supporting people with that midlife coming of age stuff and making sure that people know that they're not on their own through this, that actually it's all right to say I'm having a really terrible time, and other people go, yeah, me too, and just hang in there.
Yeah, it won't last forever.
Hopefully.
Sam, thank you so much. Sam Harrington Lowe, editor of Silver Magazine.
Thank you.